CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Browns fans captivated in the final couple weeks of the regular season. Daryl Ryan and Andy Baskin talk about it with their podcast. It's always Game Day in Cleveland, including post-game drops after every single game. Subscribe to the podcast now at 92thefan.com in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. Without further ado, Mitch, please, the final Mitch, please, of 2024.
That's right. Thank you, guys. I want to talk about what happened yesterday. In fact, there was a birthday yesterday, a LeBirthday, if you will, as LeBron James officially turned 40 years old. And with that, he was asked this question in a press conference regarding his age and, you know, the length that he's at in his NBA career.
Your thoughts about the end increased as you've gotten older, and I guess... Like, what is sort of your current relationship with potential retirement at some point? Like,
It's very good. It's very good.
What will it be that tells you it's enough?
It won't be because I can't play this game at a high level. Because, to be honest, if I really wanted to, I could probably play this game at a high level. Probably about another 5 to 7 years if I wanted to. But I'm not going to do that.
Think LeBron's got 5 to 7 years left in him?
As crazy as it is, maybe. Like, he's still playing at a really high level right now, and he's 40.
I mean, he's mastered, like, the Tom Brady take care of your body thing that allows you to prolong your career as long as I guess you'd want.
He's also, like, adapted, I think, to just how he has to play now. He can't be the high flyer he was when he was 25. So now he's, you know, a little more behind the arc, a little bit more diamond.
For sure.
Dishing the ball out.
Yeah. Well, we always dish the ball out because he would get criticized for that, but yeah.
In the hypothetical world where that would happen, that would span his career across 4 decades in the NBA, which I don't think barely players have done 3.
You know what? Let's start the LeBron James extending his career 5 to 7 more years because you know what that also opens the door for, right? He can come back to Cleveland and retire a Cleveland Cavalier, which has been the prophecy that I've been foreseeing for years, that he was eventually going to come back. He'll get his jersey retired. They'll do a whole thing. It'll make it like LeBron's big day, his retirement day. So this gives him a chance to come back and still play here.
Yeah, don't worry. He'll still do that. It'll just be on a one-day contract the way that it's meant to be. Okay?
Is that how those things are meant to be, though? Usually you'd rather see the person just retire in your jersey.
Well, yeah, ideally. But I'm saying if he's going to leave, I don't want him to come back. That's the worst case scenario. No LeBron back.
You just said he could play.
He's fine.
Listen,
who else can play for 5 to 7 years? Every player on the roster right now.
He should honestly get, like, he could fuel content for so many more years if he does this, if he stayed for 5 to 7 more years. You know how many more shows we'd be doing of, should the Cavs try to get LeBron back? 216-474-0092. Are you interested? He's a free agent this offseason.
Yeah, he's 44. You want the 44-year-old leading the team?
Still playing at a high level. You said he could do it.
He can't do that, though, because then he ends up being the Wizards Michael Jordan days. Okay? if you get into that territory, you don't want that.
He did mention in the press conference that would he ever pull a move like Jordan to the Wizards later on in his career? He said no.
Yeah, you mentioned that earlier too. Yeah, that's interesting.
Or you retire and come back?
Well, that's the stupidest way to do it. So yeah, you should never do that. So Jordan was done to do it. LeBron would be done to do it. I'm glad he's at least learned something from Jordan's career. Like, I'm not going to repeat that. You think Ryan Day is coaching for his job tomorrow? For real?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know how he's not. Like, the money thing is obviously going to be the big factor. I mean, Brennan laid it out there when we talked to him last segment.
And you got to buy out the rest of the coaching staff that you're not bringing back. Like, there's a lot in play there.
I don't know.
And, like, the money you're sending all these former players that they're going to be owed from the federal lawsuit. Like, it's a lot of money being thrown around. I don't know if you have the money to, like, shake things up that much. I just don't.
If the Mike Vrabel stuff is true, I think they do it in a heartbeat.
Well, and that's the key. Like, Brennan said the same thing that we've all kind of felt. Like, Mike Vrabel to college just seems impossible. Like, that's like pie in the sky.
He's told us it's not.
You want to talk about... Wait, who told us it's not?
Mike Vrabel. told us that it is pie in the sky. That's not going to happen.
Oh, yeah, that is not possible. Sorry. Yeah, I was like, wait, he said, did I miss something? Did he have a quote where he said
he would?
Yeah, he
just did 3 seconds ago.
Mike Vrabel, 5 minutes ago, says Ohio State is something he would consider.
I mean, actually, while you were talking, I was on the phone with Mike, and he just told me personally. So,
I mean, I guess like money could always convince somebody to do something. But yeah, like it was just interesting that Rappaport said it, because the moment you hear like somebody like that, an insider in the game, say it, it makes you like they're talking to people who are probably close to Mike Vrabel who have like some inside information. So I was curious, but no, I think that ship has sailed. I don't think he's going to college. And for that reason, you know, if you're asking the question, like, can you upgrade the coach? I still think there's options out there you could look to. I'm not doing the Andrew Berry living in my fears thing here, but no, I just think based on what Ross Bjork told us and the money involved, I don't think they're going to go through with firing him even if he loses tomorrow. But I'm not saying that's how it should be, because the expectations are high at Ohio State, and rightfully so. And if they lose tomorrow, they fall woefully short of everything they said they were going to achieve.
If he loses, I think the biggest thing for me is I just can't take the full another year of conversations and taking phone calls on, he can't beat Michigan, he's in his own head, get the guy out of there.
Well, you're going to get that anyway. They can win the championship and people would call in and say you should be fired because he lost.
Yeah, but at least I can just tell him that
you're nuts.
Basically, yeah, you're insane. He won a national championship. Calm down. The game didn't matter.
It's going to be kind of, if he does lose, I'll say this, it's going to be pretty epic. Like the rise from where he was after the Michigan loss to where he was after the Tennessee win, where we haven't had to talk about that for like 2 weeks or like a week and a half. And then if he loses tomorrow, it's going to be right back to the rock bottom of like, get this guy out of here, run him out of town. Epic roller coaster ride of emotions when it comes to Ryan Day if he loses tomorrow. Let's hope that's not the case. What's your score prediction?
Score prediction?
Who do you think is going to win?
Ohio State. I'll take Ohio State. I think they figured it out. Offense looked good. Defense will look fine.
I'm taking Oregon because I'm setting my expectations low. Set my expectations low, okay? I like to be pleasantly surprised. Any sports New Year's resolutions, by the way?
I don't know that I have one.
Browns drafting a quarterback? That should be yours. You were adamant about that yesterday.
There's nothing I can do for that. That's a Browns New Year's resolution. How about hitting a quarterback?
That could be the Browns New Year's resolution. The New Year's resolutions for your sports teams.
Yeah, if it's the Browns, then yeah, draft a quarterback and actually find one that, I don't know, can throw the ball accurately more than 15 yards and stay on the field. Personally, like, I don't know. No, not really.
I want to cross.
I eat, sleep, and breathe.
Personally, I want to cross at least one more stadium I haven't been to in baseball off my list this year.
I like that.
And unrelated to Cleveland, I want to see the Red Sox in the ALCS. There you go.
Ugh.
Those are my two. I mean, it's going to be a while before I can wish anything for the Browns, because they're in a world of trouble right now.